Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Oshakati Ondangwa and Ongwediva, your home on 90.1 FM.
It's 7:34 right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. 7:34. We are amidst of quite a number of things. The fact that tomorrow we will inaugurate our first female leader. But notwithstanding that, we also have other news, such as on one side, good rains, perfect rains that are transpiring. That's in Wabishme and Swakopmund. But with that also comes a bit of a challenge. Here's Sasani just highlighting that challenge for us, Shaquan.
Mm.
Good morning, Fresh FM. My house hasn't been affected really by the rain, but my neighbors down the street really are in like a really bad spot. The water came in the house and the whole house is flooded. Yeah, it's tragic. People didn't sleep. People were throwing out buckets and buckets of water the whole day. So, yeah, not good, man. Not good.
Thank you so much, Asani, for the update. And yes, that's in Kwisepmund. That's the situation that side. If you are in Kwisepmund or Wabish Bay or Swakopmund, Mundesa, you know, Vineta, wherever, please tell us how the rain is affecting you. Whether in a good way or a bad way. But on a positive side of things, Shaquan, tomorrow we will have our first female leader that will lead us into prosperity for the next 5 years, four years and some change.
Mm.
We've got Dimulukeni Nayoma online. We've been speaking to him about March 21st and the phenom that is President-elect Dr. Netumbo Nandi-Daitwa. Moro Omes.
We're good. How are you doing today?
What do I say? Because
he's asking what Peduka, like, how are you? Basically, you should just say, yeah, not Fanduka. Yes. What Penduka
now?
Dimbulukeni, thank you so much for joining us, Buta. We appreciate you, my good sir.
Thank you. How are you this morning, guys?
No, we're good. No complaints at all. Are you safe on the roads this morning? Did you make it safely to your destinations?
We made it safe, but you're the rain.
The rain is raining, ne? Oh!
I know. It is. Come on, the rain is raining.
Exactly. It's raining!
Okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, Dimbulukeni, look, we've been, just unpacking the character. The human being, you know, the mind that is Dr. Netumbo Nandi-Daitwa. But we want to just expand on that conversation a little bit today, Dimbulukeni. You know, we live in a country that has different customs, especially traditionally and so on. Now we have a female president. Tomorrow we will have a female president. Traditionally, you know, especially in a traditional setting, you know, the man is the head of the house. The man is the leader. The man is the, do you understand? He's at the forefront. Now we have a female leader. How do you think, President-elect Netumbo Dr. Netumbo is going to navigate that, you know, to move past the stereotypes of, I only listen to a male figure. And now here's a female telling me, hey, we must move in this direction.
I believe and I'm very much convinced that about 90% of the Namibian population, and we want to break it down. Let's break it down from the traditional leadership. You'll see that during the election campaign, when we go to a region, the traditional leadership in that town or in that region is visited by the then candidate. And so that these issues are ironed out earlier. And I can assure you that even then, there hasn't been any rejection or any some form of antagonism coming from the traditional leadership. Remember that all of us belong to a specific traditional leader.
Yeah.
And those traditional leadership have a vast influence in the rural majority of our people. And that, for me, has already been accepted. And even when you go to leaders within then corporate structures, all levels of government. I think we are lucky because in the day and age that we find ourselves, those that you would expect to have that narrative of saying that, you know, women belong in the kitchen, they don't belong in the places of leadership. I think those are no longer there. But even when it was difficult at the early stages of independence, when women were ministers, I think that brought a preparation to many to say, look, these guys are now ministers. It eventually means that they will be in a position to take over the country one day.
To step up, yeah.
And when this time has arrived now, there is absolutely no rejection. In fact, if anything, there is more appreciation and acceptance from people to say, look, this is what we're looking for, and hopefully now the mother that we're going to get is going to take us to the promised land.
And you know what, Dimbulukeni, I'm actually, how do I phrase this question, right? Like, we are a nation raised by great, strong women and mothers, right? And my thing is just like, why would a nation be apprehensive to be led by a woman? If we were raised by women and we are the people that we are and successful as we are and the strong, especially for men now, strong, you know, men that we are today, why would they be apprehensive to a female leader though?
Yeah, and that is exactly that, because remember the generation that is here. The generation that was raised by their mothers because their fathers were not at home. They were either gone to Oranjemund to go and work, others have left for exile to go and fight for the country. So behind every man, majority of them now, even those that are in government, and you hear their stories, they had to grow up with either their mothers or their grandmothers. So we were raised by these tough and able women to be trained for the future. In fact, I believe that was the training that we needed. And the apprehensiveness of our grandfathers and our late great grandfathers, those would not be here any longer. And that is why I think the transition in the thought process and also the acceptance in the time shift and the ability for us to say, look, we need to lead this country together with those that live in it. Because remember, if you find somebody who says, no, women must not lead, so you're going to lead with who? So that rejection has, I've not seen it, and I don't foresee it, because if anything, since the 3rd of December when the announcement was made on the results, there has always been acceptance from all corners of the country. And the most impactful one is that more young people are able to come to the party and say, look, this is our time to contribute. This is our time to build Namibia. And that is what everybody is looking forward to.
Now, I mean, in the last couple of days, I've been privy to a couple of speeches in different sectors, in various industries, of women, female leaders, calling on other women to stand behind Netumbo, our president-elect doctor. Now, my question to you is, I mean, why is there seemingly a need to ask other women to support a female president-elect? Shouldn't that be automatic, or do we have issues in that nature where there's a female construct that's feeling, well, you know, I cannot be led by a woman also now, you know? First, we have to deal with the man that is, you know what I mean? And now also now, do you understand what I'm asking here?
Yes. No. Generally, from historical perspective, you'd realize that there would always be this thin line between how women treat one another and the acceptance of being led by a fellow woman, because either you would find that you were in competition with one another, or you thought you'd have achieved to buy a car before this person. So it's that those natural things to say that, and maybe to demystify this issue that says that women don't believe in other women, and women would always want to be led by men. So it's a call to say, look, this is our opportunity to then create, and remember, like in her name, Dempelila, I'm paving the way for you. So she has paved the way for the women to say, look, even us as women, we can be at the helm, at the topmost, highest leadership of our country,
mm-hmm.
but we need to deliver. And that is what the name is about, because don't pave the way, you don't deliver. So it's about paving the way, delivering, and ensuring that the girl child, if you see there was an article by, what is the lady, Kitona Kandungile, it's a Spile CC member, and she speaks to the hopes of the girl child. And remember that when you are coming from the thought processes, particularly the rural culture, that does not want to give the young lady an opportunity to say, look, you can be the class captain of a class. And that's the highest level of leadership you'll get at the school level. You can be a head girl, you know. You can actually be the leader to transform. So this is a hope and a thought process to say that the seed that we are planting tomorrow on the 21st of March 2025 must be able to germinate and produce more than pelilas to come and give hope and give direction where there is directionless. Because remember, you will find brilliant and smart women who would then say, look, I don't think it's my place to say this. But she is going to install that hope to say, look, this would be your place and your platform to speak and inspire another Namibian. And it must not be on gender-based issues. And because, of course, remember that when people were fighting for this gender equality, was also an issue to say, it's just like how we fight for BEE, that there was a suppression on both white women, black men, and black women. And therefore, in an economic table, requires us now to come and be given an opportunity to demonstrate our abilities. So the push of a girl child has always then been there to say, look, not just that they were oppressed before, but even when black men came, they told them that they belonged in a kitchen, even when she has a master's degree in internationalism and diplomacy. So how do you then want to engage this person and not give this person an opportunity to sell your country at the international platform, resolve your conflict, enter negotiation rooms because of the understanding that they have? So it's really instilling hope and planting that seed and hoping that it will germinate in the coming year.
Does it? Thank you so much, Makutso. We appreciate you. We'll hear from you as you are at the stadium tomorrow morning.
No, definitely we shall do that, and we'll keep you informed as we get to the stadium, the atmosphere, the mood. But I think tomorrow's call will not be this early. We'll have to do it, say, by between 8:30 and 9, because that's when everybody eventually would have been arriving.
Arrived at the stadium.
100%, not a problem. Okay. Dimulukeni Nayoma, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you, my good sir.
No, thank you very much, and let's get into the celebratory mode. I don't know whether everybody's at work, or they will come to work today, but the mood, God has already started giving the showers.
Of course.
But hopefully we'll all get there and enjoy tomorrow.
That's the spirit. Perfect. Thank you so much. We've got the yes-no game lined up. Stick around.
Are you ready for the future?
Lights. Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.